the normal routine in the army, not in the army only, but in all the regular forces, when you reach that senior level, then you are bound to go at any time because you need to give room for others also. So there was nothing other than a normal routine reliefs and retirements that usually take place in the army.
While that may be true, Mr. Minister, the sacking comes just after the rebels seized Bentiu and there are reports of massacre. There are some who are suggesting that perhaps your government is trying to regroup to go on the offensive.
That is not true. The government had ever been clear that it is bound and they would respect the cessation of hostilities. However, the government gave a stern warning to the rebels that in case they don't respect and abide by the cessation of hostilities, then the government will not stand with hands tied. But as a constitutional requirement, it will continue to defend and protect the civilians and the people of South Sudan. So this removal has nothing to do with the operations. It has nothing to do with whatever others think that it is.
Can you give me the background of the army chief that was dismissed and the new person? What are their ethnicities?
It is not my duty to give any background of any government employee who had been serving in the government. As I stated, this is just a normal reshuffle that usually takes place. And anybody who wants to create stories out of this is not acceptable. And by the way, what is particular about the chief of general staff, meanwhile, he was also relieved with the chief of the military intelligence.
This is why people are suggesting that your government is not pleased with what took place in Bentiu.
These are mere allegations and these are mere stories being concocted by those bad wishes are the ones who are creating all these stories because, after all, there is nothing particular about this situation. It's a normal reshuffle and normal retirement that takes in all over the world, not only in South Sudan.
So what is your government's take now on situation in Bentiu?
Our position in Bentiu is that, yes, the rebels are in complete violation of the cessation of hostilities, and we will take it over from them.
Is your government losing the battle, the war?
How are we losing the battle? And we have recaptured Mayom from them, and we are now advancing towards Bentiu.